Welcome to Countdown to Kickoff here on WAER.
Across the 10 to the 5, still on his feet, and into the end zone. Touchdown, Syracuse.
Battle straightaway free, sinks it. Tyus Battle is 5 for 5. The freshman is on fire.
Pass in front to Evans. Oh, what a shot and a goal. Behind the back by Jordan Evans.
Welcome back to the double overtime here on WAER.
The greatest stories from America's greatest college sports station. It's time for the best of WAER Sports Podcast.
The year was 2009. Just Dance by Lady Gaga was the top song on the music charts. It was also the year when Jordan Evans and Scott Furman began dominating the Syracuse lacrosse landscape. Now, 8 years later, WAER's Noah Eagle tells us how the two have represented their past well.
Every young sports fan has that one dream, to lead his or her favorite team to a world championship. Only so many actually get that chance.
We got 30 minutes!
Let's go!
For the rest of our lives!
For the rest of our lives!
Let's go!
Let's go!
Tebow takes a knee, and that is that. Congratulations to the University of Florida Gators, who have won the school's third national football championship.
Won't go. Rebound tip taken by Spades. Final seconds. It's over! It's over! Cleveland is a city of champions once again. The Cavaliers are NBA champions.
Cleveland! This is for you!
But for a couple of the senior leaders of the SU lacrosse team, that fantasy just may become a reality.
We grew up coming to the dome watching, like the 07 class with Joel and those guys. And, as a kid, you look up to them and you're like, oh man, they're so good. And then one day to be in their shoes is pretty cool.
Defenseman Scott Furman and midfielder Jordan Evans grew up in the Syracuse area. Both attended Jamesville DeWitt High School, playing 4 years alongside one another. Evans says the tandem had their minds made up pretty early on in their high school careers.
One day I was at Scott's house. We kind of came together, and the first time we talked about it, Syracuse came up, and we ended up both committing that very same day, one phone call after the other.
That was back in sophomore year, and Evans and Furman haven't looked back since. The success was apparent from day one on campus, something Evans attributes to former All-American and his high school coach, Jamie Archer.
He taught us basically how to play the game fast, and we had some fun back in the day at JD.
And that fun carried over to SU, where both Evans and Furman have cemented their hometown legacies.
4 years, I feel like they really flew by, but I'm going to be able to leave and be able to say that I gave it my all.
And Scott, giving it your all has certainly paid off. Leading up to today's contest, Syracuse has gone a combined 39-14, including back-to-back ACC championships with Furman and Evans on the roster. Furman says he and Jordan's bond on the field doesn't hurt.
I think we just kind of, in terms of on the field, I think we just kind of get each other. We know what we got to do, and we know each other's games.
And Evans has a similar viewpoint.
I think it's just a trust level that's beyond like something that you can explain. If the ball's on the ground, I kind of just turn around and head the other way as an attackman at this point because I know Scott's going to pick up the ground ball.
I mentioned these two have left their marks on the program. Here's a prime example, the numbers each wears. Jordan Evans has worn the coveted number 22 as a midfielder all 4 years at Syracuse, awarded to who is expected to be the top offensive player. But then on the defensive end, number 11 is given to the top stopper and leader of the defense. That was awarded to Scott Furman for his senior season, along with captainship of the team.
I could have told you he was going to be a captain last year when we're losing to Albany in the quarterfinal, and Scott steps up out of nowhere and puts in that halftime speech for us to come back and win the game. That was his moment to become a captain, so I was pretty proud for him.
So these two have represented Jamesville DeWitt about as well as you can in their 4 years on the Hill. But what about after the duo leaves campus this spring?
Following in the footsteps of great players like Scotty, Braytek, Jordan, all numerous others, We just want to keep the tradition going.
Enter Connor Flanagan, a freshman on the SU lacrosse team out of where else but Jamesville DeWitt. Flanagan was not highly sought after in high school, but stayed home and made the team this year. And Furman says is already leaving his mark.
It's good to see him get in here and work hard. Definitely watched him grow over the past so many years. So it's been fun to watch, and he definitely deserves it to be on this team, and he showed it. He comes to practice and gives it his all to make everyone better.
And Flanagan knows without Evans and Furman, he might not even be here.
For sure. They, because they know me, they've given me as much guidance as they can, been very good to me, especially when I wasn't sure if I'd be on the team or not, when I was trying out. They were really helpful. I probably wouldn't be here if they weren't for Herman Jordan running on the team.
So yes, JD Lacrosse is represented well in both the present and the future. But it all goes back to that dream I mentioned in the beginning, winning it all for your city, something all three can barely even picture.
That'd be unbelievable. We chose to come here because we wanted to win a championship, and then that would be a great way to go out with a guy that I've known from second grade on. So.
It'd be pretty unreal. There's a lot of SU alum in the JD system that I think we would make proud. And so it would definitely be something special.
It's hard to put words on that. It'd be unbelievable. Obviously, that's the goal, playing for a team like this. It's always the main goal every year, but I don't know, that'd be unbelievable.
Will that national title come back to Syracuse? Only time will tell. But one thing is for certain. With every success and every bump in the road, Jamesville DeWitt will always have its presence felt within the Syracuse lacrosse community. Noah Eagle, WAER Sports.
You've been listening to the best of WAER Sports Podcast. Find a full broadcast schedule at our website, waer.org, and follow us on Twitter at WAER Sports.